out our salvation, we can't work out the creation moment in us that what God's doing, and we can't work out the transformation either. We try and we get stuck and we get rules oriented and we begin to hate others and ourselves and be angry and afraid, and the gospel doesn't work, but it does work, but when we try to force it and take control over it. But this third area of adoption says several times in the writings of Paul that there's a spirit of adoption, that there's something that God gives us and releases to us. And in communion, we can sense that spirit of adoption, the work of the cross applied and given to us. And we don't take the work of the cross and believe really, really hard. Like children, we open up and we receive what he has for us. So this morning, after this third song, I love this. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. I love that. I love that. And it really needs to, more than make me feel good, it needs to shift my belief system when I'm thinking of me being a person in relationship with God. That I'm not a slave to sin, but I'm not a slave to God either. I'm a child of God. It's a huge, drastic rags to riches story where we have an inheritance that we receive. No need to work at it. Just take this. Just close your eyes and lift up the bread this morning as we come into a common unity. And sometimes when we say common, or we think common, we think just common like normal. We don't care about it, but it's common like sunshine, or common like the air we breathe. We would be lost without it. We would be dead without it. And so in this common union that we have with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that connects us to the Father, that sends us the Holy Spirit, we have this connection. And this connection is not just the juice, the wine that washes away our sin. It's a physical, tangible presence, a connection to something so very real that it'll reshape our memories, that it'll reshape the way our brain works. It'll reshape how we see life. It'll reshape how we remember experiences that have been damaging to us in the past. It'll reshape those things. So with that in mind, with your eyes closed, with the bread lifted up, with the bread lifted up higher than anything else in your life, the physical reality of Jesus Christ, just break that as his was broken. It's partake of that. As we take that, it's remember his life, his death, his resurrection. And open up the juice and lift up the juice. Symbolically, we lifted up his name higher than the name of cancer, higher than the name of disease, higher than the name of loneliness, higher than the name of divorce, pornography, adultery, addiction, drunkenness, laziness, pride, judgment, shame. This morning we lift his name up higher and we say, no other name. There's no other name. There's nothing higher. And we include in that, there's no other name we need to be called. We don't need to be called loser or adulterer or addict. We're called kids, sons and daughters of God. We're no longer a slave to fear, to sin, to shame, to condemnation, to addiction, to our flesh, to our past, to our sins. We're disconnected all of that and set free to be alive in him. So we take that and we remember his sacrifice for us.
Like me, I was. once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind.